Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started. Happy Monday. Thank you all so much for tuning in for another time of our morning devotional and prayer. We are ending our series from 2 Chronicles chapter 20 on today. Our focus verse, I can't even talk this morning. Our focus verse will be verse 30. So just going back to what we have discussed already in the past few weeks within chapter 20 of 2 Chronicles was how to respond to an attack. This battle is not yours, and praise and worship confuses the enemy. So I am actually going to start reading at verse 29 today. So we'll read verse 29 and 30 and really focusing on verse 34 today. When all the surrounding kingdoms heard that the Lord himself had fought against the enemies of Israel, the fear of God came over them. So Jehoshaphat's kingdom was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. So I am actually going to read that again, starting at verse 29. When all the surrounding kingdoms heard that the Lord himself had fought against the enemies of Israel, the fear of God came over them. So Jehoshaphat's kingdom was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. So if we look at this word peace in verse 30, knowing that Jehoshaphat's kingdom was at peace, we can also look at the King James Version, which states that the kingdom was quiet. So I actually read from the New Living Translation. So if we break down quiet or peace, which means the same thing, it is translated as to be quiet, to rest, to lie still, to be still, and to settle. So when you let God fight for you, he will give you peace. He will give you peace on all sides. But remember Jehoshaphat's strategies in responding to this attack that was on him. So most importantly, we have to remember that we are to seek God for guidance when we are entering in any type of battle. And whenever that we are in a battle, that we are to be led by the Holy Spirit at all times. We also have to remember that we are to praise God even before the battle begins. We can praise him even while we are in the battle, knowing that he has already won it for us. So trust that he has already defeated your enemies. Trust that he has already won the victory for you. And remember that you are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, and that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So if God is for us, then who can be against us? God didn't allow his one and only son to die on the cross for us to be defeated. So remember that Jehoshaphat sought God and prayed for guidance. Remember that every battle has already been won for us, and that we are not fighting for victory, but we are fighting from victory. And we are to have faith and take action and move our feet and believe the word of God, and for our battles to be won and led through praise and worship as well. Also remembering that God promises victory. It's already been won for us. We are to believe and stand on the promises of God, and then know that peace is available to you. So after the battle is over, God will give you peace. He will give you peace on all sides. Know that even in the battle that God can give you peace. You have to have some type of peace if you are praising through a battle, because to the average person, that just doesn't make sense, right? It doesn't make any sense. And many of you have heard my testimony of me moving to Atlanta, off of faith. And I was in a battle. I had just put an offer on a house in Atlanta while I was currently living in Chicago. And literally the next day I lost my job. But I was still trying to move to Atlanta, but I didn't move to Atlanta off of my own strength. I didn't move off of Atlanta merely off of faith, yes, but I also sought God and he gave me the okay to still move to Atlanta. But even in the midst of the battle, even in the midst of moving and not working for a year, literally being days away from eviction, lights being cut off, cable and internet being cut off, but still being able to wake up every morning with peace on my mind, knowing that God had my back, with peace on my mind, knowing that he had it already worked out for me, me knowing that he was going to work it out for me. So imagine waking up every morning in your home, in your apartment, wherever you live, and your rent is past due or your mortgage is past due, but you're waking up every morning with a praise on your heart, knowing that God has already worked it out for you. That's crazy, right? It's faith as well, but it's trusting in God and not allowing your circumstances to consume you. So was the battle pretty for Jehoshaphat? No. Was the battle pretty for me? No. Will your battles be pretty? No. But in it, God gave me peace, and in it, God gave Jehoshaphat peace, and in it, God will give you peace. So just as God won the victory for Jehoshaphat, just as God won the victory for me, he will do the same for you as well. And me being able to live that out and knowing that literally almost a year into the day that I lost my job that previous year, that God gave me a job that I didn't apply for, that God gave me a job that I didn't qualify for, but most importantly, that God gave me peace in the midst of a year-long battle. And I say that specifically as a year-long battle because sometimes we think that we'll enter into this battle and God is on our side, which he is, and that it's going to be won quickly. And sometimes it can be, and sometimes it may take a little while, but I just want us to be reminded that no matter how long it takes, no matter what it looks like, whatever that battle is, that God will give you peace and he will give you rest on all sides. You just have to trust him through the battle and you have to seek him throughout the entire battle as well. And to be truly led by the Holy Spirit and all that it is that you do, whether that be decision-making, the strategies that he gives you, as far as how to respond to those battles and those attacks as well. So I hope that that gives you guys some sense of peace on today, knowing that no matter what you're facing, no matter what you may be up against right now, or even the things that you may face that are coming, that as long as you trust God, as long as you have faith, as long as you are led by him in the Holy Spirit and seeking him for guidance, that one, the battle is already won for you, that you are not fighting for victory, but from victory. And when the battle is over, that he will give you peace and rest on all sides, and knowing that even in the midst of the battle, that God can give you peace as well in it. So I pray that that blesses you guys. That concludes our series of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And as I have been encouraging you all these past few weeks to read 2 Chronicles chapter 20 on your own and see what revelation that God gives you throughout it. So we will go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer, just asking that you all would assume a posture of prayer. Feel free to join and pray with me. If you guys have any prayer requests, as always, you can send them to me or put them in the comments and I'll pray for you afterwards. So we will go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this day, O God, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, O God. So we thank you, Father, that you have led us to yet another week, O God, that you have allowed us to be able to be in your presence on today, O God, that you have allowed us to be in the center of your will on today, O God. Father, you know each and everything that we all are battling. You know each and everything that we all are struggling with, oh God. So we just bring those things before you on this morning, oh God, laying them at your feet, oh God, surrendering them all to you, oh God, knowing that you will take care of us, oh God. So as we look up to the hills from which cometh our help, oh God, we thank you, Father, knowing that our help comes from you, oh God. So we ask, Lord, that you will continue to be with us in the midst of every single battle that we may face, oh God, every single battle that we are currently even in at this moment, oh God. And we will forever be able to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, oh God. We will praise our way through the battle, oh God. We will worship our way through this battle, oh God, because you are powerful, oh God. You are mighty, oh God. You are strong, oh God. You are our strong tower, oh God. You are our provider, oh God. You are our supplier, oh God. So we lean and trust in you on today, oh God. Help us not to lean on our own understanding, oh God. Help us to be able to submit to you, oh God, knowing that you will be the one who will make our path straight, oh God. So just as you have given peace to Jehoshaphat, oh God, I ask, Lord, that you will give us peace on today, oh God, peace in the midst of whatever it is that we are facing, oh God, peace in this world, oh God, peace for our nation, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will surround us with your peace, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will show up in our lives, oh God, as Jehovah Shalom that you are, oh God, the Prince of Peace, oh God. So we pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will grant us peace that surpasses all human understanding, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will give us rest, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will quiet our minds, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will quiet our spirits, oh God, that you will quiet our souls, oh God, that you will remove all distractions, oh God, that you will remove all things that are keeping us from experiencing the peace that you have to offer to us, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for this day, oh God. We come before you, oh God, confessing our sins, oh God. You know, Lord, that we aren't perfect. We know that we aren't perfect. We know, Lord, that we fall short of your glory daily, oh God, but we are so thankful for your grace. We are so thankful for your favor, oh God. We are so thankful for your mercy, oh God. We are thankful for your mercies that you continue to grant unto us each and every day, oh God, even when we don't deserve it, oh God. Great is thy faithfulness, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are a faithful God, oh God, that even when we aren't faithful, that you are still faithful and true to who you are, oh God. Even when we are inconsistent, oh God, you are still consistent, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for the many chances that you've given us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for second chances, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you have not given up on us, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We ask, oh God, that you will lead and guide and order our steps on this week, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will help us to be able to seek you first, your kingdom and righteousness, so that all things may be added unto us, oh God. We pray, Father, for blessings on this week, oh God. We pray, Father, for strategies, oh God. We pray, Father, for be still time, oh God, when we are able to get before you, oh God, to be in your presence, oh God, to not just praise and worship you for who you are, oh God, not just to come and seek you in prayer, oh God, but for us to be still, for us to be able to hear your voice, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, that you will speak to us on this week, oh God, that you will open our spiritual ears, oh God, that we are able to hear from you clearly, oh God. We pray, Father, for clarity, oh God. We pray, Father, for confirmation, oh God, because we know, Lord, that you are not a God of confusion, oh God. So we thank you for all that's getting ready to happen on this week, oh God. We thank you for meeting us here once again in this moment, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will give us strength, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will give us courage, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will give us confidence, oh God. And we ask, Father, that you will just allow us to put our whole faith and trust in you and you alone, oh God. Help us to praise through this week, oh God, to worship you through this week, oh God, for us to be able to give you our best praise and our best worship on this week, oh God. So we thank you for what you're doing in our life. We thank you for what you're getting ready to do, oh God. And we ask all these things in your precious son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. So thank you all for tuning in once again. I pray that you all have a blessed and amazing week. As I stated in the beginning, if you guys have any praise reports, or even prayer requests, you can put them in the comments. I go back and read them. Many of you have been messaging them to me. You can email them to me as well at hello@aspiritualwarrior.com. I love you all. I pray that you have a blessed and amazing day and week. And I will see you all next Monday at 7 a.m. Love you guys.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.